This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The elementary school in Mattoon, Wisconsin closed in 2016. Now a local nonprofit wants to buy the building, but a dispute about how it'll be used has spiraled into a lawsuit over who has rights to the building itself. Rob Mentzer has the story.
Wade Reamer and Zach Keycaver visit the vacant Mattoon Elementary School often.
You don't hear the cars pulling up here, the people getting their kids. The kids running around, or the little kid riding his bike home from school. You know, the kids playing out here. Those sounds are gone. When those bells left.
The bells, yeah.
When that bell left for the class, everything else left too, you know. We can turn that around.
About 450 people live in Mattoon, and it's a close-knit community. People chat with neighbors in the grocery store. Next month, there's a village kickball tournament. Reamer is 56. He's lived in the area since he was 12. He sold his beef farm in 2017. He says he was out tapping maple trees when an idea hit him.
And all of a sudden, the light came on to me like, this Mattoon school. I mean, great place to do some mission work.
That flash of clarity became a plan to buy the school and turn it into a community center and a Christian private school. Keycaver, the village superintendent, hopes to send his own young kids there. For now, though, it's the focus of a bitter court battle between Mattoon and the Unified School District of Antigo, which owns the building, or which might own the building. Antigo agreed to sell the building to the village, but insisted on a restriction. Mattoon Elementary could not be used as a school. Reamer says they were worried parents would use the state's school voucher program to enroll in the new private school.
So I gave it some thought, prayed about it, and met with some people, and I decided, okay, we're going to move forward.
But as the sale was being finalized, Mattoon officials found that the Antigo School District didn't possess the deed for the school. That raised the question of whether the district could be the legal owner of the building. And if the building belongs to Mattoon, then the village can sell it to Reamer without any restrictions. Outside the village hall, Jeff Stieg, a member of the Mattoon Village Board, chatted with Reamer and Keycaver about Antigo's position.
How can you sell something they don't own? That'd be like you selling my neighbor's car that don't belong to you. You know, I mean, you can do that, can't you, Wade?
The president of the Antigo School Board declined to comment for this story, citing the pending court case. But Kim Kokel of the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance said districts like Antigo are under real financial pressure. Antigo lost 7% of its enrollment over the last 5 years, and fewer students means fewer state dollars. Kokel says if Mattoon parents turn to the school voucher program, that could squeeze the district even more.
If I'm a Mattoon resident and I want to keep my kid in the Antigo School District, you know, I want to make sure all the resources from Mattoon are going to Antigo Public School and not elsewhere.
Mattoon Elementary School is one of more than 70 rural schools in Wisconsin that have closed since 2011. In some places, buildings have been converted into senior housing or technical education centers. In others, they're left to decay. Keycaver doesn't want to see that happen here.
I want to see this community succeed. I want to see the younger generation succeed. And quite frankly, right now, that worries me where that's going.
Reamer is represented in the suit by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The Milwaukee-based group is an advocate for expanding school vouchers. Executive Vice President C.J. Safer says rural and small-town public schools now often lag far behind suburban and even urban schools.
The status quo for education in rural and small-town Wisconsin is just simply not sustainable, and it shouldn't be acceptable.
Outside the vacant building, Reamer says he believes, one way or another, they will open the school.
You have a building that's always been a school, still wants to be a school, it's paid for. Why wouldn't it be a school?
The next step in the court fight is Friday. Reamer says it could be years before they know whether the school bells will return. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.